Well, Josh, we're now only a couple of days away before your next big fight, Joel Brunker. Just how much are you looking forward to it, first of all?
Can't wait to get in there now, you know. Just come to the back end of a 12-week training camp. It's my biggest fight to date, and I've got to be at my best, so... you know, I've trained really hard for it, like I say, and I can't wait to go in there and get underway.
Last time around you gained the victory, but do you feel like this time you can maybe just be a bit more motivated because just what's on the line this time?
Yeah, I mean, all fights I'm always switched on for them, but I think last time I lost my focus a bit during the fight. This time round I can't do that. I've got to be switched on and bring my A game. You know, Joe's one of my opponents, so you know, if you make a mistake, he'll exploit it. So yeah, like I say, I'm going to be switched on and bring the very best Joshua in on Saturday night.
And looking at Brunker, the record he's got, only one defeat, it just shows you how dangerous he is.
Yeah, I mean, look at his KO record as well. You know, he's he shows that he can finish opponents if he sees the opportunity. So I've got to be 100%. I've trained hard and I think it's going to be a very good fight, but I'm very confident and I'm sure we're capable of doing the business.
Going to be at the Leeds Arena. Last time round it was deafening. It'll be the same again. Just how big a incentive is that to put on a performance for the fans?
It's a massive incentive, you know, when you've got all them people behind you and turn out, you want to put a performance on them. But this time round I don't want to get too carried away. I think I got too carried away with the crowd last time and tried too hard to impress them, but this time I think if I stay to my job and keep focused, I think I'll be impressed anyway by end result.
And of course Brunker's only defeat was against Lee Selby, and it seems like that's the motivation going into your next fight potentially would be Selby.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are going to try and measure up like see how we fared against him and how we did, but you know, mainly two different fighters, so I'm only concentrating on getting the job done on Saturday and getting the win, and then maybe after we look at, you know, a potential fight down the line with Lee.
And we're here at Elland Road right now, the club fully behind you. Just how much does that mean to you that the club you support is, you know, backing you all the way?
It's brilliant, you know. I've been coming in down here since I was a young boy, and you know, to have the club behind you, it's stuff that dreams are made of, but it feels like not just Leeds United, Leeds Rhinos, and the whole of Leeds, the people of Leeds have really got behind us, so I'm really thriving off it at the moment.
And would you say it'd be a bit of a dream come true if you were able to fight at Elland Road further down the line?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I've just been down the pitch side then to have a little photo shoot and whatnot, and I kind of imagined what it'd be like to have a ring down there, and you know, it's stuff dreams are made of, so you know, keep on winning, and that can be the golden ticket, shall we say.
And I know sometimes in your previous fights you might put out your frustration on just how Leeds are doing, but right now it's been a great start to the season and a good transfer window as well, so you must be pleased.
Yeah, brilliant. It's brilliant so far, and I think you can take momentum off this. Definitely positive momentum. You know, Rhino's got a really brilliant performance in picking up the Challenge Cup last weekend. Leeds United had a really good win down at Derby, so you know, I'm hoping to make it a Leeds sporting treble this weekend.
Well, Josh, the very best of luck to you.